Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You know what? I meant to tell you this the other day. We started watching Lupin, and I think it's the second season. We finished the first season, and it's been so long between seasons that I have no idea what's going on in the story here. This is a problem when these shows have so much time between drops, as they say. Shouldn't they have some sort of first episode of every new season that's like a total recap to help us?
Seems like they should, but did they not have the previous season available for you to binge? A lot of people do that before a new season.
You mean they go back out and watch again?
To go out and watch the whole thing over again.
Just the last episode.
This was so much easier when Ed Sullivan was just on every Sunday night.
I know. All right, well, let's get to what's going on in the entertainment news today. And unfortunately, we have another cancellation to report.
Yeah, there's an entire concert tour which has been put on hold. Talking about Stevie Nicks's 2021 shows, which she announced right after it looked like things were going to clear up and open up. But yesterday, Stevie Nicks said she's canceling all of her concert dates for the remainder of the year. She said, "I want everyone to be safe and healthy. The rising COVID cases should be a concern for all of us." She says she's 73 years old. She's fully vaccinated and wants to be careful at her age and wants everyone to be careful. So she's sorry to her fans that she has to do this and says she's looking forward to 2022.
Up in Milwaukee, Summerfest is still on, isn't it?
Yeah, I always looked forward to taking a quick drive up there, you know, stopping at the Brat Stop at Mars Cheese Castle along
that's good
the way.
Eating, yeah.
All my favorite places headed up to Milwaukee. And enjoy some great music and some great food. They always had great food up at Summerfest also. But this year, if you're going to do any of that, you will need to be fully vaccinated before they will let you in. That is the new mandate that has just been announced, not only there, but also for the Bonnaroo Music Festival, which goes on in Tennessee, also now requiring vaccinations. If you are going to go up for Summerfest, three weekends in a row beginning September the 2nd. And they've got, you know, so far, they've got a great lineup of music. Hopefully none of that changes.
I can't believe that Blue Man Group is still going strong.
I was trying to remember when it opened in Chicago. It has to be, I think it was over 20 years ago.
That
they took over the Briar Street Theater on North Halsted Street, and you know, the show has been going strong ever since then, until the pandemic when it shut down, everything else shut down. But now Blue Man Group is going to be back. A week from today is when they're going to start over again. I asked, you know, what kind of COVID protocols they're going to be having, because this is, you know, such an interactive show, both, you know, with audience members, but also just, you know, the Blue Men themselves interacting and throwing food into each other's mouths and doing things that seem horrific now by, you know, the standards that we've got for being safe. And really all they did was send me a kind of a generic statement. Blue Man Group and its partners are committed to providing a safe environment for its patrons, performers, and staff. Blue Man Group will operate in compliance with state and local requirements, as well as CDC recommendations where appropriate. They are asking everyone to wear masks regardless of your vaccination status. So that, I mean, that's, you know, where it is right now. But I have to think that the show is going to be a little bit different. I don't know if there's going to be anything different with the seating. Briar Street Theater is not a huge theater. I'm going to try to find out more about it. We're trying to actually get some of the managers and producers of Blue Man Group on my Sunday show this coming weekend to learn a little bit more. But a week from today is when they're saying that Blue Man Group will be back. We've got shows at the Goodman Theater that are up and running right now. Teatro Zinzani at the Cambria is up and running right now. We've got the Paramount Theater's production of Kinky Boots that'll kick off at the end of this month. Broadway in Chicago just put out a brand new schedule for the coming season through next year. And if all those things, you know, if you know, nothing else happens with COVID, hopefully all those things will be taking place and we'll inch back to normal.
Yeah, stay tuned. Dean, should we be excited about the Sonic the Hedgehog 2 movie?
Oh, I practically took the day off from work today.
Wow.
That's how excited I am about it. It actually was not, I mean, Sonic the Hedgehog, if you're not familiar, is a super popular video game. So they turned it into a motion picture a couple of years ago, which actually was kind of entertaining. It was kind of a fun movie, and they're working on a sequel to it now. And they announced yesterday that Knuckles, a very popular character in the video game, Knuckles, that is, will be voiced by Idris Elba. He made the announcement himself on Twitter yesterday with the hashtag Sonic Movie 2 and Knuckles. He will be starring alongside Ben Schwartz, who was the voice of Sonic, completely animated in the first movie. Jim Carrey was the villain in the second movie, and James Marsden was a live-action figure in the movie. It's set to come out in theaters next April, but that's a pretty good get to get yourself an Idris Elba doing a cartoon voice in a movie.
Yeah, no kidding. What do we know now about how the Emmys will look, and when are the Emmys anyway?
Well, the Emmys are normally in September, and they were hoping they would be able to go back inside a theater. They had done it, I think it was at the Microsoft Theater in downtown L.A. before COVID hit. Last year, they did it outside the Microsoft Theater, and yesterday they announced they are not even going to try to do it inside again this year, that they will once again be outside the Microsoft Theater. It's a venue, an area that's called LA Live. It's kind of an open-air shopping complex, and they set up stages throughout this complex where they did the awards, but it does mean much less seating than if they were to go inside the theater. So that means that not all of the nominees will be able to attend. Not all of them will get their awards on the air that night. Some of them will get them ahead of time. But now, 2 years in a row, the Emmys will not be inside a theater. You know, it's a slow return to normal because of numbers, COVID numbers still going up.
Yeah. All right, let's get to this controversy now. What's going on with Robin the Boy Wonder?
This is big. For 81 years now that Batman and Robin have been around, there have always been just kind of, you know, like funny jokes and whispers about the relationship between Batman and Robin, between millionaire Bruce Wayne and Dick Grayson, who has been Robin, the youthful ward, who lived in his home. Now, in the newly released issue of Batman Urban Legends comic book, it is revealed that the Boy Wonder is bisexual. Tim Drake now is the new Robin, the current Robin in the comic books. And apparently he has what is being called a light bulb moment when he asks a friend of his out on a date that the friend, Bernard accepts the date. So Robin and Bernard are going to be going out on a date. Comic book franchises have been making efforts to be more LGBTQ inclusive, but we're going to have to wait until the next issue to find out exactly what happens, or as we used to say on the old TV show, same bat time, same bat channel next time.
And tomorrow when we talk, will you report on what's going on with Superman and Jimmy Olsen?
I've often wondered about that. Jimmy also always seemed to be in trouble someplace, and his faithful friend Superman was never too far away to help him out. I think we're going to learn a lot about some of our heroes. Not that there, as Seinfeld said, not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. Oh, yeah, of course
so
not.
Let them let everybody do what they want. I'm going to be doing some cooking at 9:30 on TV this morning. I'm doing some grilled pork tenderloin. It's so tender and so delicious and just as healthy as chicken breast, grilled chicken breast. So, tune in for the recipe. Stay for the possibility that I may injure myself somehow cooking today.
It's the other white meat, isn't it?
It really is the other white meat. But this particular, the tenderloin, is actually lower in fat than chicken breast. And if you cook it properly, juicy, delicious. I've got a couple of different ways that I'm going to do it this morning.
All right. Don't hurt yourself. But if you do,
can't guarantee that.
Post it on YouTube. Thank you, Dean.